Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are going to be talking about best bands from each state. Now, we had a very similar thing a few weeks ago, but this is a different list and some different artists on it. It's a fun one, so we're going to talk about music a little bit later on. That's all coming up. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. So I want to welcome back to the show an old friend here at WGN. He used to be a crime reporter right here at WGN. Spent more than 30 years as a deputy sheriff. He's a security consultant, and he's the author of several books, including Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. And we're going to talk about how to stay safe, you know, in situations like what happened in Las Vegas, and how to just be aware of your surroundings. And we'd love to have Doug on to talk about that. And we welcome Doug back to the show. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good, sir. Give everybody your background. And you were a crime reporter here at WGN for a while.
I was for a couple of years. I was at another station for about 14 years, I guess. And I started out in Kansas City. I was on the radio and TV there. And had a few years before that, I was a deputy sheriff there in Kansas.
Yeah, and so all those years, what was it like covering, being a crime reporter for all those years, Doug?
Oh, it's taxing. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You see the worst part of humanity. It's sort of like you see everybody on their worst day, and it got me started thinking that there were some ways that maybe I could help people prevent that from happening to them just by thinking ahead a little bit and giving them some advice about depending on their intuition, paying attention to their intuition, and making sure that they had all the bases covered, so to speak, so that they might have a little advance warning if something was going to happen.
Yeah. And as a security consultant, what do you do?
Well, actually, I'm a personal safety consultant, and what I try to do is get people to start thinking ahead about what might happen to them. You know, a lot of people tend to not think about their safety because, frankly, we don't have a lot of situations individually where bad things happen to them or bad things happen to people. What happens is that we fall into sort of a situation where we are thinking that nothing bad is going to happen to us, and that's certainly not the case.
Yeah. Now, this situation in Las Vegas, was completely crazy and so insane and unprecedented. What was your take on it? On how the security was handled and the situation itself?
Well, there really isn't a way that you can protect against something like that happening. It's an open venue. There are windows all around. It's outdoors, obviously. And as you say, it was unprecedented. We'd never had a sniping situation happen in the country, at least to that level where so many people were involved, and certainly not with a weapon like he was using. So it's a little hard to think about situations like that when they don't happen. It's unfortunately after something like that happens that we do start thinking from a security and a protection standpoint. The only thing that I can say about that is that if you're caught in the open and something like that happens to you, what you really need to do is keep your wits about you, and that's hard to say. It's sort of like saying don't worry when you've got a situation that's very worrisome right in front of you. But in any situation, in any personal safety situation, the assailant always has the advantage because he knows when he's going to attack. You don't. You really have to plan your defense accordingly for every situation. And the thing that I tell people, and it's hard to hear sometimes, but always be aware of your surroundings. Now, some people say that sounds paranoid. It's not, because it's not like you're in the defensive mode with all of your defenses up 24/7. You essentially are just depending on your intuition, and if you let your intuition do what it's supposed to do, it will help you. It will give you the opportunity to see a dangerous situation developing and often avoid it or take action, take some kind of a defensive action if you're qualified and trained to be able to do that.
Now, tell everybody about Escaping the Ozone, about that book.
Well, that came out of a number of situations that I had seen both as a reporter and as a cop. You see people who they get into circumstances that are totally of their, you know, not their own choosing. They'll walk into a mugging, they'll walk into a robbery, something like that. And there are situations, there are times when those situations can be avoided. I always like to say, and it sounds a little flip maybe, but if you don't want to get into trouble, don't go where trouble is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can see it ahead of time with enough time to be able to protect yourself. One of the things that I say, and I get a lot of argument about it from people who are into the habit and don't want to give it up, but don't cover your eyes and ears. And what that means is that playing games or texting on your phone, for example, wearing headphones, they're dangerous habits. And if you think about it, what do those activities say about you? You're vulnerable because you aren't paying attention. An attack will come as a complete surprise, and that's exactly what an attacker wants to have happen. And when we're surprised, we're overwhelmed, and oftentimes we panic and freeze, and that's what your attacker is counting on also. Or he's counting on the fact that, you know, if you're not paying attention to what's going on, he can come up, whack you upside the head, take that phone or whatever valuables you have before you even know he's there.
Yeah.
And we see these things kind of happen all the time. Your likelihood of being a victim of a mass shooting is not great. You're far more likely to become a victim of some small-time crime, which, for example, getting mugged on the L. And unfortunately, there was a situation like that within the last 24 hours, an older man mugged on the L.
Mm-hmm.
Even more tragic than that was a situation of a woman who was walking with her husband in Rogers Park over the weekend,
right,
and got shot in the head.
Right.
You know, a stray bullet from a gangbanger drive-by. So I try to say, and I'm not saying that they could have avoided, either one of those folks could have avoided the situations they got into, because I don't know what exactly happened. I don't know the facts of that. And I don't ever want to blame the victim, because it's never the victim's fault. But sometimes we can see a situation developing if we watch closely enough our surroundings. And that means when you're out in public, keep your head up, your eyes moving, notice the people around you and what they're doing. And your intuition is going to be very helpful there, because you know your environment. If you ride the L every day, you're going to know what usually happens in that car.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see people who are acting a little strangely, perhaps. If you go into your favorite coffee shop the same time every day, there are going to be people that you probably recognize. Everything, the routine is going to be pretty much the same. And if you see somebody who, by their actions, seems a little out of place, they're at least worth watching. They may not be worth setting off all the danger signals, but they're at least worth watching. For example, you know, one of the things that's pretty obvious sometimes is that the folks on the verge of committing a crime, they're nervous about being seen and being caught or being hurt themselves, and that transmits in their behavior.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like you said, one of my favorite things is that you say it's not paranoia, it's mindset. You should really be careful and pay attention to where you are. Like, for instance, one of your general rules is that when you walk into a new place, make sure you identify the exits. And again, that's not being paranoid. That's just being safe and knowing where you are.
Absolutely, because if you know where you can go if everything just goes to hell, that's going to give you a couple of steps. Hopefully, it's going to give you a couple of steps on everybody else in the place who is just focusing on what they're doing. And the thing is that you not only want to know where the exit is, you want to know how to get there. And sure, you know, if you're in a fairly well-lighted room or well-lighted building, maybe finding the exit is going to be pretty easy, but you also have to think, what happens if all the lights go out?
Yeah.
which, you know, in a club is going to be fairly common, but you don't expect that to happen in an office building, whereas if you've got a, hopefully not ever, but if you've got a workplace shooter who's taken over the building or is attacking the building and shuts down the lighting, then you may have, or somebody shuts the lighting down to protect the building, you're going to still have to know how to get out and fix the exit in your head.
Okay, Doug, hang on, okay?
Sure.
All right, Doug Cummings is with us, and he is a security guy and a consultant. He was a deputy sheriff for many years, a crime reporter, and he also spent some time here at WGN as a crime reporter and an author. And we're going to talk about some of his books and some other safety tips just to keep you aware and keep you safe. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Thursday, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs. Get them in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. My guest is Doug Cummings. He is the author of several books, including Escaping the Ozone, Institution Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. The book is it came from his 30 years of experience as a deputy sheriff, and he's a crime reporter. He was a crime reporter, including some time here at WGN. You can check out DougMCummingsAuthor.com for more information, and we, of course, have a link on our Facebook page as well, and we welcome Doug back. Welcome back, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned that I wish people would pay more attention to is exactly what you talked about, like having your headphones, having your earbuds in, and having your face in your phone. You see it all the time, and it kind of drives me nuts. In the simplest of terms, people crossing the street not paying attention, you know.
Sure.
Someone's trying to turn their car and they're, you know, you're walking across the street. There was an actual story of a woman who fell down a manhole. She fell into a sewer.
Yes, and fell into there are stories of people who fall into water fountains.
Yeah,
usually you'd think that would be large enough you'd be able to avoid
it. Right. Right. But it's just, I mean, it that must be more, you know, that must be more challenging for you now, because everybody is so hooked into their technology. That's a barrier that always hits you, right?
Well, it's pretty obvious when people are doing that. I've had people say to me, well, I don't need to be able to look at what's around me. I can deal with whatever happens. I've got a black belt in this, or a gun, or a knife, and
yeah,
I carry a small howitzer in my back pocket. The thing that I always say about defensive weapons or defensive tools, and that's what they're talking about, is, you know, a self-defense class or whatever, is that that's a last option. You don't want to be in a situation where you have to use your defensive tools.
Right.
You'd rather be in a situation where you see, and especially if you're so well trained, and give yourself a few minutes of extra time to prepare for whatever might be happening.
Yeah.
I've had a number of situations when I give these lectures of people saying, well, I can't give up my headphones. It's boring to just walk or jog or bike without them on. And that's really not a good enough excuse.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. You know, another thing that we wanted to talk about here, speaking of technology, is you have some tips on how to protect people when they're online dating. And again, this is another thing that has taken off, that so many people are doing now. What are, like, some general tips on how to keep people safe on this online dating?
Well, first of all, you have to be careful about the site that you're using. There are a lot of sites out there, and you can get into all kinds of problems if you're not evaluating the site before you go. And I don't know now. I haven't dated in a number of years, so I don't know really what's out there. But I do know that there are better sites to go on. And with a little bit of research, looking online, you can pretty well tell what's a classy site and what isn't. But I would say that the best thing to determine when you're online dating is try to evaluate the person as you're talking to them online. Try to get a feel for the kind of person they are by what they say. Oftentimes, in real life and in cyber life, people who are lying will reveal themselves through their own words. And if you listen closely enough, or you in an online situation, if you read closely enough, sometimes you'll be able to tell the inconsistencies in what they say. I'm a strong believer in getting to know as much about the person that you're about to go out with as possible. It's not creepy to ask them details about their life so that you kind of get a feel for something that you could check out later. A lot of the times, people online, we know, and it's not a great surprise, people are going to lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can sometimes read between the lines, like I said, and as you're evaluating them, you're going to say, well, this doesn't quite mesh with what they told me. And if there's enough of a difference there, you know that it's a lie versus, you know, just a maybe a little inconsistency.
Yeah.
Check and see if they have a profile on social media and if that matches up with what they said about themselves.
Right.
Give it time. You know, that's one of the things that people don't do often enough is give dating situations enough time. If a guy wants to go out with you tomorrow night, give it a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are, you know, he's going to be just as interested in a couple of days, if not more so. And if he insists on tomorrow night, why is he insisting so much? As I said, listen to their words when you are together with them. That's really important. Pay fairly close attention to what the person's saying. Most of us don't listen well enough. I know I love to talk. Everybody does. But if you're listening, you're going to pick up on some signals sometimes that they may not want you to pick up on. What does the person joke about? How inappropriate is their humor? Does it demean others? And particularly nowadays, we know a lot about that.
Yeah.
We hear a lot about that. Is it particularly sexual? If you're just meeting somebody, if you're on a first date with somebody, it's really not appropriate to be into a real sexual conversation the first time.
Right.
Flirtation is one thing. Continued sexual references or hardcore sexual remarks. In the age of Weinstein, we know that that's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
And it should give you an idea of the person's focus.
Yeah.
One of the things, Nick, that I think is real important, and I strive to get people to get to pay attention to it, is does he use he or she use we too soon, as in suggesting that you already have a future together when you barely know each other.
Right. Right. Yeah. Got to pay attention to that kind of stuff. We're almost out of time, but I want you to mention your fiction books. You've written a bunch of books, and you have a character named Reno McCarthy who shows up in your books as well. Tell everybody about those.
Well, Reno McCarthy is a investigative reporter. He shows up in the first two books I wrote, the first one is Debtor by the Lake. The second one is Every Secret Crime. And then I switch characters, and I have a deputy police chief from the suburbs in the third book, which is Easy Evil. And there's another book in that series that's kind of percolating away and should be out next year.
All right. That's great, man. Doug, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It was very interesting and helpful, and I appreciate you coming on to help us out.
Sure, Nick. Take care.
Okay, Doug. Take care. There you go. Doug Cummings, everybody. You probably remember him as a crime reporter here at WGN for a few years. Good guy and a really great writer and wants to keep you safe. Just really pay attention and be aware of your surroundings is one of the most important things. And we thank Doug for helping us out. We have a link for all the information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up next on WGN.